Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to a call we had gotten from Randy O. We have since fixed the phone lines so people can call in. But when Randy called, I was not able to hear Randy, but Luke told me what he said, and I want to get back to him. It's a very, very good point. Randy's point, when it came to the wolf hunt, what in my view is an illegal wolf hunt. The DNR doesn't want this wolf hunt. They don't want pregnant wolves in mating season shot. They want them to have their pups. They want them to grow up as little wolves and then big wolves and have a wolf hunt in November. And then, unfortunately, the DNR now said we'll also have one in November when a judge in Jefferson County rammed a wolf hunt down our throats for February, overruling the science. And we shouldn't have two wolf hunts in 1 year. There's only 1,000 wolves in the state. Something like 200 licenses are being issued for the first one. And the Indian tribes are taking half the harvest, and so roughly. So 4,000 licenses are authorized. About 1,800 had been issued the last time I looked. And Randy called in and he had a great idea. He said, one way to put a spike in all this is they have set up a deal where if somebody hunting a wolf loses his dog, in other words, they use dogs to track the wolves, and the wolves turn around, if they kill the dog, the guy gets $2,500. $2,500. Ron Johnson's voting against $1,400 for somebody who has no money and may be evicted and can't buy food, and they're going to give a wolf hunter, out-of-state wolf hunter. There's a trophy group out of Kansas that brought this lawsuit before the right-wing judge in Jefferson County. They're going to give the Kansas trophy hunter $2,500 for bringing a dog from Kansas to hunt a wolf in Wisconsin who defends her pups or whatever, and give him $2,500. I don't think so. And Randy makes a good point. Why don't we not give them the $2,500? And then if they realize they're going to lose their dogs, maybe they'll back off. Good point, Randy. I agree with you 100%. I personally don't think they will back off. I don't think they care about their dogs. I think a lot of these guys have plenty of money. $2,500 for a dog is nothing when you don't care about a dog, which they don't. So there you got it. But I get back to this. Who sets the hunting seasons in this state? It should be the DNR. It should be scientists. They should be looking at population management, herd management for deers, wolf pack management. If you're going to have a hunting season, have it right. Don't have right-wing judges decide to go political. You can have a judge. I'm not kidding. This is going to happen where he's going to go, well, you know, the deer season's too short. Let's have a gun season all through Christmas. We want snow, and sometimes there isn't snow at Thanksgiving. Then you'll have a guy who trumps him, and he goes, let's just have no seasons at all. You go out and shoot whatever you want, whenever you want. 365-day deer season. Why not? The same thoughts would apply. They would apply. And where does it stop? It should stop with the DNR controlling hunting seasons. They have the scientists. But as long as you have right-wing judges in this state and a right-wing Supreme Court by a bare majority, frankly, with one very good judge who is seen as conservative, Brian Hagedorn, but has shown a great deal of integrity on voting issues, shows he read the Constitution and cares about it, a lot of respect for him. But I'll tell you what, you got to respect the DNR. When I was the chairman of the party, there were people up north that I'd go around, they go, DNR means damn near Russia. I'd say, oh yeah, do you like clean water? Do you like a good deer herd, a herd when you go out there and hunt? Do you like that? Would you like to have maybe just a few skinny ones left and nothing going on? Come on. You've got to manage this and you want scientists managing it. So quit shooting your mouth off about damn near Russia, okay? Knock it off. And right now, you'll drink bottled water. Wetlands are getting filled in. Lakes, rivers, and streams are getting drained because they're letting out-of-state water bottlers just deep well suck out our groundwater, the ones that don't poison the groundwater with forever chemicals. Republicans say, good, we need more Republicans. Like they need more Republican management down in Texas, where they privatized the grid. Go on the national grid. People froze to death and they got $17,000 bills for 5 days of power. And they couldn't borrow or transfer power from other states and grids because they weren't in the international grid or the national grid. You cannot let a Republican manage anything, but especially your bank account. You let him manage your pension, your bank account, it's going to have a zero balance because his donors will take it. His donors will take it. He'll give $4.5 billion to a Chinese company, take away people's homes to give to the Chinese company. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No, Matt, we're not going to a break yet. I just wanted to signal to you that we do have a texter in, and it was kind of on that same topic of pensions. So we have Josh from Madison texting in asking that, do we think that, or what do you think that the 75 years of pension funding for the U.S. Postal Service will go if the GOP gets to close down the post office?
You know, that's a good point, Josh. And here's the deal. We're not going to stand for the GOP. At some point, I think Biden has to give priority to his four governor appointments and get them in there really quick. But right now, the answer is this. What happens if they shut down the post office, which is what they want to do? They tried it in 2006. And there's pre-funding of 75 years of the pension. It's a lot of money. It's $5 billion a year. I think initially, here's what I think is going to happen. Congress will claim that that should go back into the general fund because the Congress provides funding for it each year, but not enough so that it shows any kind of profit or breaks even there. The Republicans are always careful to put in as little as possible, try to get rid of overtime, try to shut down deliveries. And I don't know if people know this. I got to throw this in. Did you know that FedEx and UPS use the U.S. Post Office? What do I mean by that? They have routes, but there's a lot of routes they don't have because they're not profitable. You know, say in northern Alaska, say in some rural areas where a guy gets a package once a month and they can't profitably have a route. So they send it through the U.S. Post Office and they negotiate a price which is less than the normal price. They are piggybacking on the post office. They have no obligation to pre-fund their pensions. And they are not under attack by Congress. If there's anybody out there in a rural area is Republican, for Pete's sake, wake up. Okay, wake up. But to your point, where does the money go? Two things I'm as certain of. One is that the Congress will grab it back in the general fund, swallow up and disappear. And the second thing is Louis DeJoy and a lot of these people will end up with equity in FedEx and UPS, with either consulting deals or with actually executive positions. This is all about powerful people in the private sector who are donors to the Republican Party trying to slaughter the post office and pick the meat off its bones. And there's no nicer way of saying it, okay? That's what's happening. And this has got to be changed. We have a Democratic president. Let's get some Democratic governors in there who understand that it was founded by George Washington and that it's in the Constitution. It's part of the fabric of the United States. William Faulkner used to work for the post office. Some very famous artists used to work for the post office. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.